Bristol-Myers, makers of Ipana for your smile of beauty, and Minute Rub, modern chest rub, bring you the Alan Young Show with our guest, Art Linkletter. Well, it's Friday night again. And once more, we take it to the little white cottage in Van Nuys, California, where we find the star of our show, that young man who is young today and young forever, Alan Young.
Zero.
Yeah.
Zero, hand me my diary. I want to make another entry here.
Gee, that's a pretty thick diary you got there, Alan. You must have started when you were just a kid.
Yes, a kid. Look at this entry here. June 1st, 1925. My father taught me about the birds and the bees. June 2nd. My mother taught me about the birds and the bees. June 3rd. I went out and got stung.
You put everything down in that diary, didn't
yeah,
you?
Look at this entry here. 3 years ago, I moved to California.
You've been living in California 3 years?
Yes.
Well, you're a native.
No, don't be silly.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as a native Californian. Everybody comes from someplace else. Why, people come from far away as Plymouth Rock.
Yeah, and if they hide across the street, the Plymouth Rock stamp.
Yeah.
Hey, that's pretty funny. Maybe I ought to send it to Fred Allen.
Forget about it. I like him. Forget about it. Look at this entry here. January 1st, 1946, I moved into this house.
Yeah.
January 2nd, noticed leak in bathroom pipe, sent letter complaining to my landlady. January 3rd, pipe leaking worse, sent another letter to my landlady. January 4th, bought a pen that writes underwater. You know something, Zero? She never did take care of the leak in that pipe. I had to patch it up myself.
Well, Alan, your lease is coming up. You ought to scare the landlady.
Yeah?
Call her up and threaten to move.
That's what I'll do. I'll scare her.
Yeah.
Where's Mrs. Beck's number? Now, here we are. That's all I pay her. $32 a month. She doesn't even do the laundry. Hello, Mrs. Blake. This is Alan Young. I'm calling about the leak in the bathroom, remember? I will not tolerate it any longer. If those pipes are not fixed at once, I'm going to report you to the OP.
Eh?
But, Mrs. Blake, you don't understand. No, I like the leak. Hello? Hello? Zero, she says she may not renew our lease.
Well, maybe you went too far. Hey, she might throw us out in the street.
You're right, Zero. We still got 3 weeks to do something about it. We ought to give her a little Christmas gift, maybe to soften her up.
Yeah.
You got any ideas for a gift?
Oh, yeah. Some face cream. I wouldn't mind seeing a new pen on that old pot.
I'd like to get her a nice gift.
Hey, wait a minute. In the paper tonight, they were advertising alligator pocketbooks.
They were?
Yeah. I ought to make the old tomato happy.
Well, let's see. Where's the ad now in the paper?
There it is, right here.
Oh, yeah. Special sale on alligator bags. Get a liberal trade-in in your old pocketbook from the smiling crocodile. Strong-built alligator bag company. A strong-built bag can never sag because it's made from the part that used to wag. Now only $20, corner of Spruce and Main, room 906.
Hey, that present might help us with the lease.
I'll go right over and get an alligator bag. See you later, Zero. Yes, this is it. This is the address. The ad said, corner of Spruce and Main. Huh? Now, was it room 609 or 906? No, it was 906. So, elevator, going up. Ninth floor. Yes, he must be down the hall here. 901, 902, 903. I'd like to go and ask him what it means. Well, here it is, 906. Look what it says on the door. Madame Paloma, School of Song. Must be some mistake. Then I'll go in and find out.
Oh, come in. Welcome to Madame Paloma's School of Song. Come in.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, Oh, what a beautiful voice. It has such purity of tone, such depth of expression.
It has?
Yes. I find your voice positively fascinating.
You do?
Oh, your voice has resonance. It has crescendo and phonetic reverberation.
Oh, it has not. But look, where are the pocketbooks?
Pocketbooks?
Yeah, you haven't got much of a display.
Well, I'm not as young as I used to be.
Look, I'd like to look at a strong-built handbag.
This is Madame Paloma, School of Song. You're in the wrong place.
Well, I was out shopping and I got $20.
Oh, you're in the right place. Now, let's have your first lesson now. It happens to cost just $20.
Well, thanks, Madame Paloma, but I got to buy a pocketbook for my landlady.
Oh, can you turn down such an opportunity? With the money you'll make as a singer, you'll be able to buy 1,000 pocketbooks.
Singer? Me, a singer?
Yes, you. After 3 lessons from Madame Paloma, your voice will be rich and sweet.
Rich and sweet?
Why, when you sing Old Buttermilk Sky, it'll come out whipped cream.
Yeah, I never thought of becoming a singer.
Oh, but you have such a wonderful career ahead of you. That barrel chest, that flexible diaphragm, that 20 bucks.
Gee, I never knew I had a flexible barrel. Maybe I should be a singer.
Certainly, you'll be a great singer and have plenty of money. You'll be rich and famous.
Gee.
You'll have power, influence. Well, you could run for Congress, become a senator. After that, President of the United States.
Gee, President of the United States.
Shall we start the first lesson?
Yeah, play the Missouri Waltz. Oh, I was just dreaming.
Oh, no, you're not. Of course, it'll take more than one $20 lesson. Have you any more money besides the $20?
Well, I have a little more at home.
Fine. Tonight, we'll have your first lesson at your house. Just leave your name and address on this slip of paper.
Okay, here you are. See you later.
Goodbye now. Goodbye.
Tell me how fate works. Never thought I'd have a singing career. I'll be the greatest singer in the world. I'll be a Roy Rogers, Jerry Colonna, Nelson Eddy, all rolled into one. Gee, you know what that'll make me? A horse with a mustache eating shortening bread.
You know, there isn't a person listening who likes having a cold. And yet no one has to suffer from the misery and discomforts of a cold. Not when there's a tube of Minute Rub handy. Minute Rub, you see, is a really modern chest rub. Minute Rub actually gives you fast relief from your cold discomfort. Just rub Minute Rub on your throat, chest, and back. In a minute, Minute Rub's soothing menthol vapors begin to clear up that stuffy feeling in the nose and throat. In a minute, Minute Rub starts to bring a feeling of warmth and relief to those tight, sore, aching muscles. And listen, here at last is a chest rub that's greaseless and stainless. Disappears like vanishing cream and can't stain clothes or bed linen. So get a tube of Minute Rub and get quick relief from your cold discomfort the modern way. The greaseless, stainless Minute Rub way. Well, Madame Paloma, a phony singing teacher, has convinced Alan Young that he's destined to become a great singer. We now find Alan at home with his pal Zero, rehearsing for his new career.
Just a minute, Alan. You gotta be careful of your throat, huh? Let me spray it with this atomizer.
Well, that's a good idea, Zero. Spray my throat. Zero, you're supposed to wait till I open my mouth. Hey, what do you got in that atomizer?
Beer.
Beer? What is beer doing in an atomizer?
Well, down at the pool room, they think it adds class when I spray a little buck in the ears.
Thanks for my pipe.
On the road to Mandalay, where the flying fishes.
Huh. Oh, dear.
You and that beer.
Look, Alan, I've been thinking, when you sing, you ought to have somebody playing the piano for you.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Get a good piano player like Carmen Caballera or that Spanish dame, Josie Itaibe.
First, I got to get a piano.
Oh.
I know Hubert Updike. He's got dozens. I'll ask him for one. So I love to dial a telephone. Give it up, Dyke. He's so rich, the legs of his piano probably wear nylons.
Hello? Hello, Hubert Updike III speaking. Who has the privilege of hearing my voice?
Hubert, this is Alan Young. I hope I didn't disturb you.
Oh, no. I was going to make a phone call anyway. I was calling my laundry, and I'm just furious.
What's the matter, Hubert?
They've sent back all my $1,000 bills, rough dry.
I have a small favor to ask you, Hubert. How are you feeling?
Well, to tell you the truth, Alan, I'm just a little
fatigued.
Well, I've been out Christmas shopping, and I just bought a gift for my dear mother over at Saks Fifth Avenue.
What are you giving, a fur coat or a diamond ring?
No, Saks Fifth Avenue.
I suppose you're going to give your father the May Company.
Oh, Alan, I wanted it to be a surprise.
But I called to borrow one of your pianos. I'll need it now because I'm going to be a famous singer.
What a zest?
You heard me, Hubert. I'm going to be a famous singer.
Oh, Mother, get out. The cotton will stuff up our ears tonight.
That's so. My singing teacher says I have a wonderful voice.
Well, Alan, it doesn't compare to my voice. I'm a 20er.
20? No, Hubert, you mean a tenor.
We Updikes don't bother small tenors. But you can't compare yourself to me, Alan. My voice is much prettier than yours.
I'll bet you can't sing a note.
Ooh, what you said.
Just listen to me sing the scales, Alan. Up, Dyke, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, up, Dyke.
But what happened to the dough?
We Dykes have all the dough.
But what about that piano I asked you for?
Well, I'll be over myself, Alan, and I'll have my butler carry the piano on his back.
It's impossible for a butler to carry a piano on his bag.
Not if you use a whip.
Oh, boy, it's wonderful.
Well, Alan, you going to get the piano?
Yeah, now there's nothing to stop my singing career.
Yeah, you'll be just as big as any of those famous singers.
Yeah.
As good as Frankie, Bing, John Charles Thomas.
Can't wait till I take my first lesson. Ooh, that must be my singing teacher. I'll get it.
Well, look, I don't want to disturb you, Alan. I'll go start fixing the dinner.
Okay. Coming.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Young.
Madam Paloma, come in.
Oh, my, you have such a lovely home.
Thank you.
I'm surprised you're not married. Wouldn't you like someone around to make your toast in the morning?
My friend Zero can do all that.
Wouldn't you like someone to cook your dinners at night?
My friend Zero can do all that.
Wouldn't you like to hear the pitter-patter of tiny feet around the house?
My friend. But, Madam Paloma, I thought you came over here to give me a singing lesson. You are a singing teacher, aren't you?
Oh, yes, of course, of course. In fact, I was a lyric soprano until the police interfered.
Look, you can't be put in jail for being a lyric soprano.
You don't know the kind of lyrics I sang. Well, let's get back to your singing. Yeah. You have the extra money?
Look, I haven't had a lesson yet.
Oh, that's right. Now, I want you to sing do. So, form your lips nice and round.
Form my lips round.
Ooh, shame to waste such a lovely potter. Now sing do.
Do.
No, make your lips rounder.
Do.
Rounder.
Insult my singing teacher. Why, she gave John Charles Thomas everything he's got. What do you say to that?
She could have left something for herself. Helen, I don't think that Madame Paloma can teach singing. She'll have to give me a demonstration.
I'll show you what I can do with untrained voices. We'll all sing the quartet from Rigoletto.
But, Madame Paloma, I don't think we have the music. I'll ask Zero. Zero?
Yeah, Alan.
Zero, this is Madame Paloma. Madame Paloma, this is Zero.
How do you do, Zero? Do you know where Rigoletto is?
Rigoletto? I think he's in the backfield for no payment.
Oh, never mind. Madame Paloma can improvise. Here, we'll just use this telephone book.
Telephone book?
Everybody pick a different page to read, and we'll sing the quartet from Rigoletto. I'll sit at the piano.
Yeah.
Oh, Thompson, Thompson, Thompson.
A hole of hand, a hole of hand, a hole of hand.
Oh, Thompson, Thompson, Thompson.
Vanderbilt off to Rockefeller.
Oh, Thompson, Thompson, Thompson.
Stolinsky, Schultz, and Burke, and J.C. Penny, too. Don't forget Jack Benny.
Shown a remarkable improvement. How about advancing me another $10?
Well, I don't know, Madame Paloma. I'd like to see some results first.
Alan, I'll tell you there's something wrong here. I'm beginning to smell a mink.
Don't you dare suggest I'm dishonest.
But you are dishonest. You are, you are, you are.
Oh. If I could get Mr. Young on a big radio program, would that convince you?
Yes. Yes. Alan, would that convince you?
Yes, yes.
I'll go in the next room right now and call a personal friend of mine.
Boy, me singing on the radio.
I'll be right back. Hello? Let me talk to Mr. Art Linkletter of the People Are Funny program. Yes. Hello, Mr. Linkletter? This is Madame Paloma. I know someone who is dying to be a contestant on People Are Funny. Yes, he's a good sport. Do whatever you want with him tonight. Thank you.
Come in. Why, Zero, come in. What brings you here?
Hey, I come to tell you to listen to the radio tonight. Alan Young is going to be singing on it.
Oh, I suppose Alan is busy getting himself ready.
Oh, yeah. He's excited about making his debris. Shine his shoes. Pressed his pants.
Brushed his teeth.
With Aitana, too.
Zero, I'm glad you said that.
Mr. Wallington, I thought you'd be.
Why, sure. For Aitana is the toothpaste you use for a brighter, more sparkling smile. Get a tube of Aitana yourself and see how Aitana can help your smile this easy way.
Simply brush your teeth with Aitana. And every time you do, put a little extra Aitana on your fingertip and gently massage it on your gums.
Yes, your teeth will be brighter. Your smile more sparkling. For Aitana is designed not only to clean your teeth, but with gentle massage to aid in the health of your gums. Just ask your dentist.
A national survey shows that 7 out of 10 dentists recommend gum massage. Not only that, but dentists themselves prefer Aitana toothpaste 2-to-1 over any other dentifrice for their own personal use.
So why don't you start right away with Aitana toothpaste and gum massage? Aitana, for your smile of beauty. Alan Young thinks he's going to be a singing sensation on a big radio program. Well, he's going on a big radio program, all right, but as a contestant on Art Linkletter's People Are Funny. Let's join Alan as he enters the radio station.
Gee, this is NBC. Better ask that doorman where Studio C is. Pardon me, sir, could you tell me where Studio C is?
Right down at the end of the hall.
Yeah, I'm going to sing on the radio. Gonna sing on the radio. Funny, you know, I went out to buy an alligator bag, and here I am, gonna be a big singing star. Yes, gonna sing on the radio, you know. Any stars around here? Now that I'm a star, I'd like to meet some of the others.
Well, shake hands with me. I'm Dinah Shaw.
Well, how do you...
Studio C is down the hall.
dinosaur. He didn't fool me. Let's see now. Studio C. Ooh, there it is there.
And now, for Raleigh Cigarettes, here's Art Linkletter to prove to you that people are funny.
Here we go. I'm going to take a hand mic. I'm going to take a microphone, go right down the audience and meet some of the people here to prove that people are funny. I want somebody from out of town, and here is a sailor. How do you do, sir? What's your name?
Bob Ratcher.
Where are you from, Bob?
St. Paul, Minnesota.
Looks like a single fella.
Oh, yeah.
About 22.
Well, just about.
You having any fun here in Hollywood, Bob?
Oh, a little bit.
Have you seen any of the picture stars yet?
Oh, not yet.
Well, now, you think of one. Just pick out the name of one that you'd like to visit. Some glamorous star of the home. You'd like to just go right and have dinner with her.
Lana Turner?
Lana Turner. Oh, well, do you really like to?
Oh,
well, we haven't got that arranged, but we do have a souvenir from the home of a beautiful blonde here in Hollywood. Would you like to have it to take home with
sure
you?
Would.
A swell. It's a bone from Lassie's doghouse. Here it comes right down for the sailors to take home. And now we're back up here on stage, ladies and gentlemen. Our second contestant is waiting out in the hall, and you and I are going to cook up a little surprise for him. Now, listen to me very carefully. Let's take a word that's liable to pop up in conversation, a simple little word like blue, B-L-U-E. And every time this fellow who's out in the hall says that word blue, I'm going to shove a marshmallow right in his mouth. And if I can get him to say blue enough times, he'll be the toast of the campfire girls with all those marshmallows. Now, remember, when he says blue, he gets a marshmallow. All right, John, Mr. Goodell, lead our next contestant out. And here he comes, into the stage now. Step right up here, sir. This is the microphone right over here. Yes. Now, are you ready to go?
You want to know the name of my song?
Just a moment. I'd like to ask you some questions first. Your name, please, young fella.
Bing Sinatra. Alan Young. You want to know the name of my song?
Please, a question or two first. Now, on your way to the studio this evening, I'm sure that you noticed lots of cars.
Yes.
Now, some of the cars had red paint on them. Some of them had green paint. And some had yellow paint. Now, what did you notice on some of the other cars?
Pedestrians.
Well, we'll try something else. There's a certain book that all the high society people have their names in. Do you know the name of this book?
Who's Who?
No.
Social Register?
No. This high-class book I'm thinking of has a certain color in it.
Oh! Forever Amber.
No. I'm going to have to give you a bigger hint.
Can I please sing now the name of my song?
Just a moment. You have seen Betty Grable in pictures, haven't you?
Oh, sure.
Well, what color eyes has she got?
I never looked that high. The name of my song...
Now, one last question. There's an important man in history who did away with 8 wives. What was his name?
Artie Shaw.
Now, I'd like...
Title of the song I want to sing.
I give you one more chance.
Huh?
A friend of mine got very mad the other day. In fact, he got so mad, he what his top.
He did?
Wait a minute. I want you to fill in the missing word. Now, when you get excited, what do you do to your top?
Nothing. Mine isn't convertible.
I get that. I quit. I'm through with this stunt. Well, what's the name of that song you've been trying to sing all night?
Yeah. Well, I'd like to sing a very nice song called Blue Skies.
What did you say?
Blue Skies.
I thought so.
You stuck a marshmallow in my mouth.
Don't worry about it. You just go right ahead and sing your song. Go right on.
Okay. Blue scars.
Lovely tune, too.
Smiling at me. Nothing but blue scars. Do I see no scars?
thank you, Alan Young, for proving that people are funny.
People are funny? But I want to be on a musical program like Phil Spitalny, so I can be accompanied by Evelyn and her magic marshmallow. I mean, violin.
Oh, but you have been a fine sport. Yes, sir, here's a fellow who opened his mouth to sing and wound up with a sticky Mickey. You've been swell, though, really.
My singing career. By $20, a gift from my landlady.
People are funny. Would like to present you with a few things for being such a wonderful contestant. A carton of Raleigh cigarettes, a General Electric refrigerator, and 5 dozen marshmallows.
Well, thanks, but
and a genuine, strong-built alligator bag with a $20 bill in it.
An alligator bag? That's just what I wanted from my landlady. And I got my $20 back.
Well, that gift certainly made you happy.
Oh, happy? Now my landlady will sign my lease. She'll even repaint the house for me. You know what I want?
Yeah.
I want the walls blue. Oh, no. I mean green.
Alan Young will be back in just a moment. Say, mister, how does your hair look tonight? Dry, dull, unruly? Well, millions of men know how to make their hair look better, their scalp feel better, with Vitalis and the 60-second workout. One, Vitalis keeps your hair well-groomed in a natural, masculine way. Two, the Vitalis workout loosens your tight scalp, prevents dryness. Three, the Vitalis workout routs embarrassing loose dandruff, helps retard excessive falling hair. That's right. That's Vitalis. To look your best tomorrow, get a bottle of Vitalis tonight. And now, here again is Alan Young.
Thanks, Jimmy. Friends, United States saving bonds are still your best bet for the future. Your government continues to offer $4 for every $3 invested in these bonds. And believe me, buying United States savings bonds is both a bargain and a privilege. So keep on buying savings bonds through your bank, post office, or through the payroll deduction plan. And here's a thought for Christmas. Why not give bonds to your loved ones? You couldn't give a more thoughtful gift. And by the way, while you're doing something for yourself, remember to do something for the disabled veteran. Help him get a home and a job. Thanks a lot. See you next week. Good night.
This is James Wallington to ask you to remember the two fine products that bring you the Alan Young Show. Ipana for the smile of beauty and Minute Rub, the modern chest rub. Alan Young can now be seen in the 20th Century Fox picture, Margie. Art Linkletter appeared tonight through the courtesy of Raleigh Cigarettes and the General Electric Company. The Alan Young Radio Show is written by Al Schwartz and Sherwood Schwartz. The part of Hubert Updike is played by Jim Backus and Zero by Charlie Cantor. The music is by George Weil and his orchestra. Thank you for listening, and meet us again next Friday night, won't you, on the Alan Young Show over the same station. Good night.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.